Okay, let's get into the next parak, Yeshayahu, parak Lamed Ches, and we are continuing the story of Chizkiyahu and Sancherev. We just had the story of Sancherev and all of his soldiers dying, and now we have parak Lamed Ches. Bayam Mahim, on those days, we have the parak that Chizkiyahu HaMelech is dying, and Yeshayahu HaNavi comes to him and says, you know, you're going to die, Tzav LeBeischa, and he says, why am I going to die? Right, he doesn't say that, actually. In Torah Shabbat Peh, he says that. But Chizkiyahu turns to the wall and starts davening, and Hashem says to Yeshayahu, go tell Chizkiyahu that he's going to have 15 more years added on to his life, and this is the sign that's going to occur, because Chizkiyahu, elsewhere, Malachim, asks for a sign. The sun is going to remain in the sky, or even go backwards, for 10 hours, and that's going to be a sign, a siman, that he's going to get better. And then the second half of the parak, Chizkiyahu HaMelech sings a song, or not actually a song, it's really a letter. Michtav l'Chizkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda. And he sings a letter, a poetry, and then the end of the parak describes how he actually got better. Yeshayahu said to take some crushed figs, put it on the boils, and he lived. That's the parak. Again, it is a parallel parak in Sefer Malachim and in Divrei Hayamim, and now we read the parak because some of the psukim only appear here. By Yamim Haheim in those days. So when did he get sick? This is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rashi says that this story happened actually before the Mapala of Sancherev, 3 days before Sancherev was destroyed, meaning his armies were destroyed. That's when he got deathly ill, which is really like the worst time possible. The Yerushalayim is enclosed, is besieged. Sancherev is threatening. Rav Shaken, Chizkiyahu's in bed. He can't move. Bayam Mahim. So Rashi says it's referring to right beforehand. The Ralbag there in Malachim says, no, read it, Kipshuto, it was afterwards. But we'll go with Rashi, that it was beforehand. Bayam Mahim, Chalech Chizkiyahu Lamus. Chizkiyahu is deathly ill. He was only 39 years old at the time. He died when he was 54. So, Chal, why was he sick? So, for that, we have to read the Gemara that many know in Brachas on Daf Yud, where we have the conversation of Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. There, the Gemara quotes our pasuk. V'yamayim chal Chizkiyahu lamus. V'yavo elav Yeshayahu ben Amos hanavi. V'yomer li Yeshayahu. Lechu baker. V'yomer. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Says the Chizkiyahu Amar, the previous line of the Gemara. Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu, why did it come to this point that he was deathly ill? So the Gemara describes that each one of them felt that the other one should go to them. Chizkiyahu Amar, Lasi Yeshayahu Gabay. Yeshayahu should come to me, the Navi, to Hachi Ashkechan Be'eliyahu, to Azal Gabayachav. The Navi goes to the king, and therefore you should come to me, Chizkiyahu says to himself. Yeshayahu Amar, Lasi Chizkiyahu Gabay. No, Chizkiyahu should go to me, to Hachi Ashkechan Be'yahoram Ben Achav, to Azal Gabay Elisha. Yoram went to Elisha. So what happens? They didn't go to each other. Maybe they never met each other. All of the messages were sent through messengers. Ma'asak HaKadosh Baruch Hu hevi Yisurin al Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu has Yisurin va'amar lo Yeshayahu lechu bakar es achola. Then there's no choice. Chizkiyahu can't move. So Hashem tells Yeshayahu, go visit the sick. Shenemar bayam mahim chala Chizkiyahu lamus. Vayavo elav Yeshayahu benamot ha'navi. Vayomer elav komar Hashem l'tzav l'beischa. Kimeis atav lo tichya. You will die and you shall not live. What's the double lashon? Kimeis atav lo tichya. Unbelievable. Amar le mai kule hai. Chizkiyahu says, I did great things. Why such a punishment? Amar le mishum dolo asakta b'peri v'rivya. Because you weren't osik, you didn't try to have a child. And because of that, you're basically finishing up Malchus Beis Dovin. You're not allowing it to go on. You didn't want to have a child. Amar le, says Chizkiyahu, but I have a good excuse. Mishum dechazoyli beruach hakodesh denafki minoi banin delomalu. I see I'm going to have a Menashe, one of the worst kings. Right? I know everything that I've done, I've tried to improve since my father, Achaz, right? One of the worst, and now we have Menashe. One of the worst. I don't want to have such a child. Amar le, Yeshayahu answers him the famous words, Bahadi kashi rachman alamalach. What's hidden before God, what's it to you? Meaning, that's not your business. My demifkedis ibay lochalam avid. What you are commanded to do, you need to do. Umay denicha kamikutcha brichu lavid, and then Hashem will do what he has to do. You have to do the mitzvos. You have to do the best you can. If the child ends up being one of the worst kings, okay, that so be it. Amalei. So Chizkiyahu says to Yeshayahu, havli bartach. You know what? Maybe at least I could try to switch the gzera. Give me your daughter. Efshar degrama zchusa di divadi dach. But afki minai bana demalu. Maybe if I marry your daughter, in that way we'll be able to have a child. A proper, righteous child. Amar lake far nigzra alecha gzera. Yeshayahu says it's too late. Menashe is going to happen. Amar lake ben amot, kale nevoascha. Vitzei. Chizkiyahu screams at him and doesn't even call him by his name. Right? Ben amot. Right? That's the reflection of being upset. but you finish your nevuah. Kach mekubalni bebeis avi aba. I have a misora in my family. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavaro shel adam. Even a sharp sword is on the neck of a person. Al yimana atzvam and arachimim. Don't stop davening. So I could try. Don't say that all hope is lost. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that b'hadi kasher achmana lamalach yishayahu anavi says you have to do what you have to do. Don't worry about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. That's out of your control. The Brisker Rav in the Grizz, and Parash just told us, is medayik in this Gemara to explain a pasuk there from Rivka. Rivka says when she's having the trouble in pregnancy, and she says, "Vatomer im kain lama ze anochi." Why do I have this pain? The Grizz says, look closely at the Gemara. My demifkidis iboy luchalamavid. Chizkiyah, you have a tzivui. You can't get out of a tzivui, and therefore you have to have a child. You know, Rivka says to herself, I don't have a tzivui. I'm a woman. I'm not mitzuben puravu. So, lama zanochi, why'd I do this? For me, it's voluntary. When it's voluntary, when it's in a mitzvah of Yosef, then you have flexibility, if you see an Esav. Hare, says the Grizz. The Avagav Yatsu Michizkiyahu Gam Sadikim Kimo Yoshiovitz Kiovis Rubavel Mikomakom Kivan the Khaza Burucha Kodesh Yasmir Gamr Shoim Kimo Menasheva Molo Ratzalasu Rivya. Even though he saw Tzadikim, but he saw Menashe too. So Rivka sees Yaakov, but she sees Esav. And she says, I'm not interested. You can't tie it to me, says Rivka. What exactly, Yishayahu told Chizkiyo, because you can't say my demifkidis, Imari l'chalamavit. I'm not mifkidis. Hari anochi lo nistavesi al puruvu. V'lamali kol atorach v'amal azeh loholid ben rasha oved avodizara. That's the Brisker Rav's, note to explain the pasuk by Rivka. So we're back to the first pasuk. So in those days, Chizkiyo got sick, v'yavo elav Yishayahu ben amotz hanavi. He came to him. And again, the Abarbanel says he really tried to get him to do tshuva because David HaMelech's family is on the line. Kalmar Hashem, we find a few times in history that David HaMelech's family was just hanging by a thread. Remember in the times of Ataliah, she killed out all of the kings and they found one little baby. Yoash, I think, right? He was the one that was kept in the base in the Kodesh Kadash until he was 6 years old, until they brought him out. And the Kohen Gadol and his wife saved the Malchus Beis David. So here too, Vayomer Elav Kalmar Hashem, Sa'ala Beisecha, Kimei Sata, V'lo Tichya, because you're not even going to go to Olam Haba. And we know the conversation. Vayasev Chizkiyo panav el hakir. Chizkiyo then turns his face to the wall. What's the wall? El hakir, to the wall. First on the pashtus, dafheim abeis and brachas. The Gemara learns out from here that he's supposed to daven next to a wall. That's good for kavana. You shouldn't daven in the middle of a field. You shouldn't daven with nothing left next to you. That is what the Gemara says. Minayin lemispalel. Shol yedaber chotzeitz beino levein hakir. That is Shemar Vayasiv Chizkiyo Panav Elakir Vayispalel. Should it be anything? Tosfos says there Milsa Tekviya Aron Veteva Ain's a Hefsik. If you have a bookcase, if you have an Aron there, that's not a Hefsik. Should daven next to something. The Gemara there Daf Yudam Aves also Darshins El Hakir might have deeper meanings too, not just to the wall, but my Kir Amar Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Mikiros Libo, from the depths of his heart, he reached deep down to daven really hard. Rabbi Levi Omer Aliske Akir. Rabbi Levi says, no, he gives a svara. He gave a svara regarding a wall, a kir. Amar Lefanav, he says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Uma Shunamis, the Isha Shunamis, Shelo Asel Akir Achas Ketana, Hechye says Bena, the Isha Shunamis, which just made a little extra wall for Eliyahu Navi to come. And Hechye says, "Bena, you did chamesim avi abba shechafes ahechol kulo bekesef zavlachas gam bevakama." Right, my lady, he did so much. She built much more than a wall. So alachas gam bevakala, surely you should save. So that's min el hakir. But again, the pastish is that he turned to the wall and he daven to Hashem. Vayomar, and he gives a heartfelt atfila. Ana Hashem zecharna et asher salachti lefanecha. Know that I have walked in front of you. Be'emes ubelev shalei v'tov be'necha sisi. I've been truthful, a complete heart. I've done everything that you asked me to do. The Malbim picks up, as he would classically do, on these three Lashonos. What does it mean? Emes, Leif Shalim, and Tov Beinecha. He says, number one, intellectually, I've tried to achieve Shleimus. That's Be'emes. Uba Leif Shalim. I have tried to have all of my actions L'Shem Shamayim. Tov Beinecha Sisin. I actually did all the mitzvahs. Right? Not only I did them L'Shem Shamayim, I followed through with them, and Vayev Chizkiyo Bechi Gadol. He cried very much. The Gemara in Brachas Darshins, what is Hatov Beinecha Sisi? It's actually referring to something very specific. The Gemara says, Hatov Beinecha Sisi, Sheganaz Sefer HaRefuos, says the Gemara. What is the Sefer Arfuos? It was a list of that's the second shot. The first shot is that he was so mekulo the tefillah. That's why this whole Gemara is here in Brachas. But Rabbi Levi says Shagana Sefer Arfuos. What does that mean? That's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. It was a book that was of a list of medicines. Rashi says there, why was he gonez it? Why did he put it away? Because people stopped looking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to get better. They focus on the book. And they thought that sickness was just something natural, and therefore you could read the book and get out of it. And Rashi says, Shagana Sefer Fuos, Kedei Shiavakshu Rachamim. He closed it, so people start davening, right? And that is the actual source, one of the sources for the halach in Shulchan Aruch. This is halach in Shulchan Aruch. An unknown halacha, Simon Reish Lamed in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody goes to have bloodletting, he should make a Yehi Ratzon. Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Alokai, Shehe Esek Zelilu Refua, Ki Rofei Chinam Ata. A little tefillah before the bloodletting, which was what was considered healthy. The Mishnah Berurah there says, "V'hu adin l'chol midi d'rafua yomar zeh." Anything that you do before I take some Tylenol, before I take any medicine, I should say a little tefillah. Yiras ba'barach Hashem alokai she'esek zelidu refua ki rofi chinamata. V'lo yachshov she'tia eze davar lo refua ela al yedei habori yisparach shemo. V'lachein I did tefillah zu yasim bitchano bo v'yivakesh bimenu she'tia lo l'refua. That is one shot of why it was a good idea to be gonei sefer refuos. The Rambam is charif. The Rambam is very against this. Kedarga b'kodesh, right? A book of medicines you would put away so people would get sick and die and not know how to get better just because of this lack. Of course the Rambam would say, you have to realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to put away sefer refuos? No. That's not the type of sefer refuos we're talking about. The Rambam even quotes this day. It has a quote from Rashi. We don't know. It's a little mystery whether the Rambam had Rashi, knew about Rashi. The Rambam doesn't quote too many people. He quotes the Rimi Gash, he quotes the Gaonim, but he doesn't quote too many people. He quotes his father once, but says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Psachim, where this comes up, he quotes this day and he says that's terrible. What, if somebody's starving, he shouldn't eat bread because he should focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. Milvad afsos davar zeh, umashiyish bin ha'azayos. Lefidim yonan ha'meshubash va'metupash, based on their foolish view, imroi v'adam, upana el alechem, va'achlu, shemisrape, me'osar atzar agadol b'li safek, hayim no mar she'hesir b'tchono b'ashem? Has he removed his bitachon? V'havi shotim yomar lahem. Ki kamoshani model Hashem ba'es ha'ochel. Shehimsi li davar. Just like I thank Hashem and I recognize that He gave me something. Lo hasira avoni ulahachiyoteni ulakaimeni. To keep me alive. Kach no delo al shehimsi refua. Hamarapes machalati. Sheshtamish b'ai. Ki use the medicine and thank Him for creating it. V'lo hayiti tzorech listar pirush zeh hagarua lulei persumo. I wouldn't have to like even mention this and knock it were it not for that a lot of people say it. The Rambam says, what's his pshat? The pshat is that this was a sefer refuos that was not refuos bedukos. These weren't medicines that were true and tried. They were a little incantations, they were a voodoo, whatever they weren't proper, true and tried medicines. The Rambam says that's why he put it away, because people were trying this and getting sick from it and not getting better. And that's, either way, that's the gunas, that's what the pasuk says the Gemara is referring to by Vahatov Beinecha Asisi. Either way, he cries. Vahi Devar Hashem al Yishayo Lemar. So Hashem says to Yishayahu in Malachim, it says he was just outside the room, and he said, go back and tell him. Halokh v'yamar del Chizkiyo. Ko amar Hashem Elokei David Avicha. Go say to Chizkiyo, I am the God of your father David, which the Gemara says even that, and the Medrash, Rashi quotes it here, that he was a little upset because he obviously is getting healed b'schus David. He didn't have enough schuyas by himself. Shamati es tefilasecha, ra'isi es demasecha. Fascinating. Tefilos and tears. Two different things. I've heard your tefilos, I have seen your tears. Hinini Yosef Aliamecha Chamesh Esrei Shana. I'm giving you another 15 years on life. There is a big discussion in the Tanaim, the Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Nun. What does it mean 50 years? How long was he supposed to live? And how long did he live? The Gemara in Yevamis, Rabbi Akiva discusses that maybe 15 years were taken off from what he was supposed to live because as a punishment, as an onesh. So when he got the 15 years back, that's what he was supposed to live. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. As Mispar Yamecha Amale, the pasuk I think at the end of Mishpatim tells us, I will fill your days, Tanoihi, Titania, as Mispar Yamecha Amale, Elu Shnei Doros. These are the years of the generations. Rashi there. Shanim Shaposkin La Adam Bishas Leidaso. These are the years that are nifsak to you when a person's born. Zacha mashlimin lo. If a person is zocha, then he fills out all those years. Lo zacha posin lo. But if he's not zocha, then he doesn't live all those potential years. Divei Rabbi Akiva. And that's what happened by Chizkiyo, says Rabbi Akiva. V'chacham lo amrim, no. He has a certain amount of years, and he can add. Zacha mosifin lo. If he's zoche, then we could be mosif to him. Lo zacha pokesin lo. And if not, you can go in both directions. Amalo the Rabbi Akiva, they say to Rabbi Akiva, Hari Omer, it says in our perek, Vosafi al yamecha chameshes reishana. Amalahem, mishelo hosifulo. From him, from himself, meaning it was mitchila, they wanted to lower it because of his punishment, but mishelo hosifulo, that is the Gemara. So it's a discussion. I've had these 15 years of philosophical discussion, not really any nafkamina for us. Let's continue. So I'm going to add on. Umikav melech Asher et Silchan, I'm going to save you from Asher, which is why Rashi says here, this story must have happened before the Mapala of Sancheireth. They say Irazos, and I'll save the city. V'ganosiela Irazos. I'm going to protect the city. V'zelecha osbeis Hashem, and this is the sign. Asher yasa Hashem es adavar asher shadiber. This is the sign. Hineni meshiv es tzel ha-ma'alos. I will move the shadow of the sundial. Asher yarda. But Malos Achaz, Bashem Eshacharonit Eser, Malos, in the day that Achaz died, Chazal tell us that the sun set 10 hours early, because Hashem did not want to give a chance for Achaz, Chizkiyo's father, to be eulogized, so the sun set, no eulogies, finished, so here those 10 hours are coming back. An extra 10 hours. Vatashav Hashemesh, Eser Malos, Malos Hashem Yarada, and that's what happened. It went back. The pashtus here is this, that this was an unbelievable miracle, that the sun went backwards. The sun went backwards, and everything then was like affected, because we know the sun affects all the constellations and the moon. The sun went backwards. That's the pashtus of what happened. If you look at the Abarbanel can't fathom. What, just for a sign to show Chizkiyo, you're going to change everything, the whole orbits, the whole solar system? I find that hard to believe. I think, says Rav Abarbanel, and Rav Schwab also subscribes to this, that really the sun never did what the sun always does. The sun kept going. The nes was that the light in the atmosphere stayed. That it stayed light. Even though the sun wasn't there, it stayed light. That's what the chiddush is. That's what the Abarbanel says. It doesn't say that the sun changed. It says that the shade and the sunlight changed. He says, "V'shagam kein lo asa shinui v'lo achzara beklavos nitzotzos hashemesh aval haya neis benitzotzos hapratiim hayordim shama b'Yerushalayim ba'osan hamalos asher im achas shelo yeklali b'chol haaretz ki b'malos achas yashir b'shalayim dafka that sundial dafka in this space." That's what it was. It wasn't a change of the whole natural world. That's what Rabbi Schwab says. Also, maybe it was just the light remained in the atmosphere for a longer time. Again, we discussed this earlier in Malachim. And then Chizkiyo, after he gets better, he now sings a song. Or even after, it's a question, whether he was just promised to get better, or he said this before he actually got better. So, Michtav l'Chizkiyo. So says the Navi. So Chizkiyo's letter, Melech Yehuda b'chaloso, when he was sick, he got better. Vani Amarti, he goes through, he says he thought he was going to end, he thought he was going to die young. Bidimei Yamai, that means my young days. Does that mean when I have a lot of blood, I'm robust? Elecha Bishari Shaol, I thought I was going to go to Gehenim. Pukati Yeser Shnosai. Amarti Lo Erika. I'm not going to see, I'm not going to live the Eretz Achayim. Pashas Eretz Achayim is this earth, even though we know that a cemetery is called Lashon Saginar Eretz Achayim. Rav Schwab says, he says, I'm not going to be able to walk around and talk to Hashem in Eretz Achayim. And I won't be with people. Im Yoshvei Chadel. And I'm not going to be around. And then there's a beautiful pasuk according to the Malbim. Dori nisa, everybody, my door went away from me. V'nigla mini ka'oel ro'i, like a tent in the field that keeps moving, they move from me. Kipadati ka'orek chayai, I have been shortened from the weaving of my life. Says the Malbim, we are weaving a life. Every day of our life is another thread. And at the end of our life, we're going to have a nice big beged that made with a beautiful tapestries and beautiful things to look at. Says the Malbim, he's saying, I'm not getting to finish my beged. Hamalitza titzayer azman kavua lekol adam limei chayav kebeged arugu musukan v'esachayim ba'atzmam ke'esek ha'ariga asher bo yitves ha'beged ahu ki'achayim mechubarim me'itos u'regoyim asher yischabru achas beautiful. That's going to be new urag. It's going to be woven. And he says, I feel like I'm not going to continue my life until I was so broken, until Hashem says he's going to help me. And now, what could I do? How could I get to spend the rest of my life praising him? Pasik tasvav, ma'adaber, va'amarli, v'lohu asa. I don't even have enough words to express my thanks. Adadeb kol shenosa. I cannot sleep the rest of my life and just praise. Almar nafshi, how I was bitter, and you saved me. Hashem aleikeh Adonai aleihem yichyu, ulechoba en chaye ruchiva tachlimeni vachyeni, you've healed me, you've given me life. Ve'atacha shakta nafshi mishachas, you have desired my soul instead of going down. Ki yishlachta acharei, even though I have sinned, right, you have overlooked that. And then he says, you know, I have to spend the rest of my life praising Hashem. The last two psukim in the perek, the Radak says, really belong earlier, that this happened before the praise. Yeshayo says, this is the healing. Yeshayo says, take some figs, and put it on the Shechin Vayechi. The Radak quotes that this belongs earlier, and he and Rashi both quote that this is a nes b'soch nes, because usually putting this kind of material on a wound will make it worse, will make it infected, but this is a nes b'toch nes, and this is what happened, we know, by Mara. Moshe Rabbeinu took bitter and threw it into the bitter, and this is what Elisha did back in the second parak of Malachim Beis. He also took bitter and threw it into the bitter, and the Ramban writes this. The Ramban writes this in Parshas Chukas, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does. Nes b'toch nes. Remember the Nachash and Nachoshes? You got from the snake bites. You look at the Nachash and Nachoshes, and you'll get better, says the Ramban. That was how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Let me just read the Lashon. I have it here. Vanir be'enak, yumi darki atorah, shekol maaseh nes b'soch nes. Tasir anezek b'mazik. Right, it's kind of like getting a little bit of the injection beforehand in order to create antibodies. Usually you would think that you see the snakes and the snake bites and the dog bites, it's even worse. And here is exactly the opposite. That's the nes pesoch nes that is described in the parak. So Baruch Hashem Chizkiyo is saved, and we'll have to see in the next parak his mistake, but Sancherev has been wiped out, and Chizkiyo was deathly ill, but now he lives, and he has, during that time period, he was only lives for another 15 years, and he has a child, Menashe, who will become a king that will have tremendous effect on the history of the Jews before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll have to stop here.